Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, what up, everybody? This is Lee for Lil Keys Real Talk. But it's that Fire Tonight Fire with my two bros and Three Bros Fantasy Show. As always, let me introduce my bros. Live and direct from Tampa. I got my big bro Carl. What's up, man?
What's happening?
Another day, another way, man. Just hanging in there. Then coming from Fayetteville, North Carolina, I'll be there in about 6 months. My little bro, Jermaine, what's going on, man?
What's going on, family? What's going on, everybody?
Oh, man, just hanging in there, man, just trying to get through all these injuries and stuff. This week going to be hard for you, boy. Hey, man, this week going to be hard for you, boy. God, dang. I guess that's the price for having some of the same guys on, like, more than one team. Because I got, like, Nick Chubb and Chris Carson on, like, three of my teams. And then I got Christian McCaffrey, and I think I got Chris Carson on one team. Then I picked up Damian Williams, and he out. Man, it's just crazy this week. But, yeah, you know, make it do what it do. Look, man, we got a lot to talk about today. We just going to go ahead and jump into it. Last night game, Tampa Bay beat Philly 28-22. We always like to review the Thursday night game from a fantasy perspective. So, Ben, that big bro team pulled it out last night. I'll let him talk about his boys from a fantasy perspective, and then I'll let Jermaine talk about Philly. So, go ahead, big bro. What did you see last night from a fantasy perspective for your Bucks?
Hey, fantasy perspective, I mean, Brady was Brady, you know, slinging the ball around. I will say, you know, I wonder at his age how much he can continue to keep up with these attempts. I really need them to get the running game going. Thursday night, Lenny did show up last night, run the ball real hard. Yeah, Thursday night, Lenny now, you know. He showed up and did what he needed to do in the run game, but I need them to bring the passing attempts down and increase the run attempts as we continue into the season. Defensively, I thought that we played well in the first half. Second half, not so much. I think we got a big lead, and I want to hope we got a big lead and just decided to, shut it down. But, you know, I don't think that's the case, unfortunately. So we'll see, man. I like to get them to get Rojo into the game a little more. He get out the doghouse and get from underneath it best he can because, man, he is deep in the doghouse. I don't even understand. Then you got Antonio Brown, man. Hey, that dude is he looking like he need to stay on the roster for a little bit. And then it was the emergence of O.J. Howard. He picked up some slack from Gronk and Brace. I mean, he was the number one tight end last night for both teams. Even Ertz did his thing all of a sudden. It was a good O.J. sign. I just happened to pick him up in one of my leagues because Gronk was out, and I had Goedert, and he was out with COVID, so I had to scramble. And I said, well, shoot, I'm going to go ahead and start Howard. He got to get some attempts, and, hey, he got me a touchdown. So, lucky me.
Yep.
Receiver-wise, I mean, you know, Godwin didn't really get the yardage. He had eight attempts, but, I mean, five attempts, I apologize. He got five catches, but, you know, I need increase. I mean, it's just too many weapons, I think. So, I thought that we could handle it. And we're doing fine, but, you know, no third cornerback can deal with Antonio Brown. And that's what happened. He's eating them up.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to go through, you're going to throw to the open man. So, didn't mean to go that long, but I was a little hyped up by this foolishness.
Yeah, man. They were saying, I was listening to somebody talk show. I was listening to one of the sports talk shows today, and they were saying that Tampa may have been showcasing O.J. Howard for a trade. I probably wouldn't trade him. I would probably look at trading Brake instead of O.J., but that's just me. There's probably more stock in O.J. than Brake, but I thought last night, I like the way Lenny looked. Man, Rojo, man, I'm just like, damn, bro. it's like that week one fumble and that week two blitz pickup, he just can't get out the doghouse, man. And that's, yeah, man, but I thought Tampa was gonna blow him out last night, and then they kind of hit a lull, and then Philly, you know, Jalen came alive a little bit. Talk about Philly, little bro.
Yeah, man. Even though the passing for Hurts, it wasn't pretty, but that's something that I felt like. Coach Arana, he didn't put him in the best position. He didn't put that team in the best position to win. So, Jalen, I mean, very pedestrian to me, 12-26, 115 yards of touchdown. He did hurt him with his legs. The thing that I had mentioned last week, they're not running the ball enough. So, at halftime, they had only ran the ball, which is crazy, man. They had only ran the ball five times. Come on, man. So whenever the crowd starts cheering, when you start running the ball with your very good running back, that's telling you something, bro. So he put up 56 yards on just two drives. Come on, man. You know, and Gainwell, which was cutting time, and Sanders, he didn't even get a carry. So the only two players who ran the ball the whole game was Hurts and Sanders. I don't think he's really utilizing his talent. Devontae Freeman only had two catches for like 27 yards. Just like I said last week, what is their identity? So if you say you're playing Philadelphia, what did they do well? You don't know.
Really?
So,
really nothing.
You see what I'm saying? So they're going to have to establish an identity, run the ball, at least try to run the ball. You don't have to run it 20 times, but run it enough to keep the defense honest, because you're going to get him killed, Kurt's killed, running him like you're doing.
Yep.
So that's just my thoughts.
Yeah, I was it was funny when the crowd started cheering when Ron Sanders finally got a carry, because I was sitting downstairs. I was like, did they just run a running play?
Wow.
Because even when we talked about Philly playing Dallas, when they only had 10 combined carries in that game, Miles Sanders had two and Hurts had eight. It's like, yo, man, Sanders is a good back. So, but then they traded Hurts today. So I guess, you know, they must be high on the third string tight end. And, of course, Goddard is pretty good. But Jalen, man, he has to become a more confident passer. He missed a lot of throws last night. Like the first pass interference, that should have been a touchdown. All he had to do was lay it out there. He underthrew the guy. The guy had to come back and kind of sort of make a play to get the pass interference. But 115 yards in today's NFL, man, most quarterbacks getting that in the first quarter, bro. So,
yeah.
I don't know, man. But they play calling their suspect. They don't run the ball enough. They don't throw any screens. Tampa, everybody knows right now Tampa is to be thrown on. You really can't run on them. But last night, Levante David wasn't there. You could have ran the ball last night against Tampa. So, you know, man, it's just crazy the way Sirianni is putting all this pressure on Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts ain't even Well, basically, he ain't even got 8 starts in his career yet, I don't think. So, he probably got 8 now because he started, the last 4 games? Yeah, I think he got, 8 starts now. But, bro, man, you got to take some pressure off your young quarterback. But, look, man, all right, we always like to talk about some real football. And I don't know what – I just thought I would throw this out there. I thought it was a pretty fun thing to talk about. You know, right about now, a lot of people talking about trades. You know, we're looking at a bunch of injuries right now in the NFL, you know, both in real football and fantasy football. So, little bro, I'm going to come to you, man. Tell me a trade you wouldn't mind seeing go down.
Man, that's a good one, bro. That's a good one. Well, let me see. Man, that's a good one. Because I'm a hometown. I'm thinking of my Washington Redskins.
It don't have to be a particular. I mean, you don't have to say, this player for a second or third round of draft pick. I mean, just a player you wouldn't mind seeing go from their current team to another team that probably could use them better.
Absolutely, man. In that case, I tell you what, man. I would love to see – I got to find out what team – I forgot he's on. But for the Seattle Seahawks, man, they need a cornerback. So I would love to see somebody like A.J. Boye. Remember him? I would want to see somebody, a corner like him, go on that roster. When they had Shaquille Griffith, which he wasn't – Man, ever since Sherman left, they've been desperate for a corner. I would love to see a good cornerback go up there to Seattle. They got 2 good safeties with Quandre Diggs. You got Jamal Adams. If they got a good, solid cornerback, man, that Legion of Boom could be revamped all over again. They're just one piece away. But A.J. Boye, I like him. I'll take even James Bradbury from the New York Giants to put over there in Seattle. I think they will have one of the top 3 to 4 secondaries in the league. So that's one.
You think that's all they need to get back as a team, or you just saying?
They need a pass rush too, bro. But with those 2 safeties back there, if you get the corner. That's a solid building block. Then you can just invest everything else and build up your D-line.
Mm-hmm.
I like it, but if I'm Seattle, I'm trying to get me an offensive lineman. Or I'm going to throw this name out there, or Tony Pollard from Dallas. Because as we can see, Chris Carson is hurt every year now. He's been hurt every year for the last 3 years. And he doesn't miss, a game. He may only miss 2 or 3 games at a time. So, if I'm Seattle, I like Tony Pollard. But Jermaine, the only reason Carolina won't pull off that trade is because they're thinking about the Tampa Bay Bucks. They're thinking about Gilmore, Bouye, and Dante Jackson matching up against A.B., Evans, and Godwin.
Actually,
on paper, it looks good, but I still don't think the third corner can match up with A.B., dog. I just don't see the third corner matching up with A.B.
Mm-mm. But, I don't either. I don't think they have the quarterback to match up with them.
But the thing is you got to look at it as at least Carolina's forward thinking. They think we know Tampa Bay is going to be there. That's going to be the team we got to beat, and we know what kind of firepower they possess. So, I see what you're saying about Seattle. All right, big bro, give me a trade you wouldn't mind seeing.
Man, well, I'm going Homer-ish for real. You mentioned it earlier. you mentioned it earlier with O.J. Howard, man. trade him to the Rams for give me Jalen Ramsey, bro.
No,
you know, I need a lockdown corner. We got the corners we got, man. You know, look, I can sign me and you and Maine to a 10-day contract like the NBA. Or so. I don't know what these boys are. You know, they want to run around here with these calling themselves grave diggers and all that stuff, man. But if the front seven ain't doing their thing, they are exposed, every single one of them. So I need a cornerback out there that's going to instill some fear in an offense, you know, make you have the game plan around that. I like our safety. I like Winfield. I'm good with him. But the actual corners, man, God.
I got one for you, bro. Big bro, I would say Xavier Howard for the Miami Dolphins.
I think him too. And you know, I would have taken my man who got traded from Gilmore. I took Gilmore.
Yeah, Gilmore.
I tried to get it, man. I made the phone call, but my offer wasn't good.
I wish you weren't like that.
Yeah.
Look.
All right, being a big bro looking for a cornerback for his Bucks. What about this deal? Maybe Rojo, because he in the doghouse for Casey Howard. Casey Hayward for the Rams.
Yeah, that's solid.
Yeah, that'll work
too. Solid, bro.
I mean, that will work, and that will also it will open up a running back slot for what's the boy name out of Vanderbilt.
Keyshawn
Vaughn. Yeah, that will open it up for him, and also keep our tight end room strong with three tight ends.
Yeah. All right,
so
man.
So not really hurting us.
All right, y'all. I want to throw a trade out there for my Washington football team, but I'm not going to do it. But I want to see this guy go and play with a real quarterback and get his career back on track. I want to see OBJ, man, go somewhere and play with a real quarterback, man. I don't understand why him and Baker can't get it going, or why Stefanski can't call plays to get Odell going. Odell is still a superior talent, bro. He's just a superior talent on a run team. And that should be even better for him to be able to catch balls because it's 8 in the box. Basically, he's man on man. So I would say I wouldn't mind saying Odell, of course, go to maybe Green Bay, but that's too easy. I would say, not New Orleans, because New Orleans got Jameis, but Jameis were throwing the ball, though.
Man, you got to go. I mean, I hate to say this, but he would be great with the Rams. The Rams would immediately overtake everybody and be the Super Bowl favorite if they got OBJ with Cup and the boys. Woods, gosh, man, that's crazy. I know him and Woods similar, but still, bro, you have, if they go four wide receivers, who you gonna guard, you know?
Okay.
I got it.
Let's send him to Baltimore with Lamar.
Nah, bro. That's another running team.
Yeah, but the only reason I say with Lamar is because they run the ball just enough. They run the ball enough where he's still going to be man-on-man. And linebackers are so scared of Lamar running the ball that he's going to be – you see how open Marquise Brown be?
Yeah, but he's fast, though. OBJ fast, too, but I'm saying Marquise Brown is fast, though.
Yeah, I just don't want to throw the obvious out, but the obvious is the best one. Him going to Green Bay. I would probably say OBJ to Green Bay, probably for like probably for like a third round pick, something like that, because Green Bay trying to win it now. So if they could get somebody on the other side of Devontae, man, that'll just open it up. That'll open it up for Tunyon too. So, you know, man, I just want to see OBJ go somewhere else, man. They just not being used in Cleveland. I think Jarvis Landry is a better wide receiver for what Cleveland want to do anyway. So, yeah, I'd rather see OBJ get traded. But, look, man, let's go ahead and jump into it, man. Let's jump into it. Big bro, give me a quarterback you sitting this week.
Man, Jared Goff against Cincinnati. I know, you know, he got a bad rap when he was out in L.A., but it just and they thought he was going to do better in Detroit, but, bro, it's just getting worse for him. I mean, everything that they said about him in L.A. has proven to be true. Last three games, single-digit quarterback, single-digit points, fantasy points. That's how do you do that as a starting quarterback? That sounds like benching material right there. But I know they won't bench him, you know, because of, you know, who
they don't have nobody else
for trade. Yeah, but, you know, he only throwing over 217 yards once in the last three games, bro. I mean, from a fantasy perspective, he is a prototypical bi-week starter. That's what he is at this point.
Yeah, he's a matchup star. He's probably a streamer. And plus, I mean, you really look at it, their wide receiver core ain't the best, but they got two good running backs and they got a good tight end. But when you watch them play, they don't push the ball down the field. And in the NFL, you got to be able to push the ball down the field sometimes. So, yeah, man, I kind of blame kind of like Detroit a little bit because of the talent around them. But at the same time, you the quarterback, man. You still got to make plays. All right, little bro, give me a quarterback you're sitting this week.
I got to sit Tannehill, man. Tannehill going against the Bills. That's a bad matchup on paper and in real life. Everybody in America has seen what they did. The Bills did to Patrick Mahomes.
And
so much. I'm telling you, man, he came in, the season with so much promise. But right now, Tannehill, he ranks 21st in fantasy quarterbacks right now in the season. And plus, his main target, which is A.J. Brown, probably seeing a lot of Tre'Davious White. I just don't think this is going to be a great game for Tannehill. So I definitely would find another option on the waiver wire, maybe like a Bridgewater going up against the Raiders or a situation like that. But I definitely would sit him this week.
Yeah, man, I had Tannehill written down too. I was like, Tannehill is worth the start in this game, but he's been playing so bad in real football. And if you can find somebody else, find another option. I mean, normally if you got Tannehill, normally you got him as your QB1, unless you was me. And I got him as a QB2 because I was able to get Aaron Rodgers a little bit later in one of my leagues. But I just don't understand it, man. It's like everybody's fearful of your run game. You should be able to have good passing numbers.
Oh, wow.
I just don't get it, man. Who I got this week, man, I know this guy, if he listens to our show or Miami fans listen to our show, they probably like, man, Lee can't stand Tua, man. It ain't that I can't stand Tua. It's just that, first of all, they playing in London. This is first time playing in, what, about 4 weeks?
Yeah.
And he really wasn't playing that good prior to the injury. So I think with him, you got to take a wait and see with him, and maybe you play him against super bad teams like the Jets, maybe Houston. You know, you got to look at a favorable matchup for him. And I think Jacksonville, I think this game could be a high-scoring game, but I think it's going to be a low-scoring game because I think Miami defense is going to play with it. I think they're going to play us some heart this week. After getting lambasted last week by Tampa Bay. So I would just do a wait and see with Tua, man. I like Tua in college, but I don't like his game as far as the way it's translated to the NFL so far. So that's just me. All right, man, give me a running back you sitting this week.
Well, I'm gonna sit Alex Collins versus Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh, of course, they have their struggles on offense, but the defense with T.J. Watt back is actually very stout versus the run. So right now, they're number four versus the running back. And another big thing that is going to hurt Alex Collins, his fantasy outlook, is whenever they want to pass, Seattle uses D.J. Dallas a lot. Plus, you got Geno playing the quarterback. So I'm thinking the play script is going to be favorable more to D.J. Dallas and having maybe to play from behind. So I would sit Alex. I would sit Alex this week.
You know, Alex Collins had good success against Pittsburgh when he played for the Ravens, right?
Yeah, but that was with that offense, though. But this is with he didn't have no Geno passing to him.
I know that's right. All right, big bro, give me a running back you sitting this week.
I'm sitting, I want to just say the whole team running back, but Mark Ingram versus Indy. I know he's sitting carries with David Johnson, but it's leaning more towards David Johnson, at least last week, where Ingram only had 16 carries against the Pats. David Johnson had 31 snaps. He take it over, especially on passing downs, which hurts Ingram's usage. That means, you know, and Ingram never really been a three-down back.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So, that, you know, I think he's been surviving off of his name from what he did in college his whole pro career. And it won't be long before he be on a podcast like that.
The three bros plus one fantasy show.
Yeah, yeah. Three bros and a Heisman winner.
Yeah, man. I thought Houston's running back issues were going to be bad the whole year because they was committed to all three of them playing. And when you got three running backs, you in fantasy, that's just bad.
Yeah.
Because even with Chubb and Hunt, it's like it's a good situation because they both gonna touch the ball. But so far this year, it's like Chubb has been the workhorse, but Hunt is scoring the touchdowns. So it's
they both eat.
But yeah. So, but I saw this last week. Saquon went down. And I saw Lil Bro run out there and pick up Booker. I just started laughing. I was like, man, he really went out there and picked this guy up, man. But I was like, all right. So, now, my thing is, you picked him up. Are you playing him this week?
Duh, boy, that's going to be a tough one. I'm thinking about it because I'm thinking a game script. They're going to be playing from behind. They're going to have to throw. I think he'll get – if he doesn't get the rushing yards, he'll possibly get the passing yards because they paid a lot of money to him, man, just to be a backup. So I think they're really going to use him. So, I got to look at my other matchups I got. But if I don't have a better matchup, I'm definitely going to go with the matchup I feel is going to get me the most. So I might –
Yeah, and I put – Booker versus the Rams as a sit. Him being the lead back versus the stout Rams run defense. Just like you said, game strip, they probably going to be behind. I just think it's a bad matchup for his first start in place of Saquon. You could find something else, probably the guy that Carl just picked up, the Herbert kid for the Bears. Or
you saw that, huh?
Yeah, I saw that, or the guy that we sat last week, Myles Gaskins. If Myles Gaskins is available, I would try to go pick him up instead of playing Booker against the Rams. But like you said, they're gonna be behind, probably in the PPR league. He'll probably be a solid start because he's probably gonna be more effective in the pass game than the run game. But yeah, I got Booker as a fit this week. All right, big bro, give me a wide receiver you send this week.
Robbie Anderson versus Minnesota, man. And it's not even the fact that he's playing Minnesota. It's just, you know, I always harp on targets. His targets have gone down exponentially since when he whooped up on the Jets. And the more that DJ Moore flourishes, you know, the less likely that Robbie Anderson is going to get these opportunities. He only got one touchdown so far. I'm not starting the guy. If I got three other options, I'm looking at the numbers and I'm saying, okay, this guy's getting the targets, this guy isn't. I'm going with the guy with the targets. I think I'd be more successful with that. So Robbie Anderson is a fit for me to disagree.
Mm-hmm. Man, yeah, that's a good call because C-Mac was supposed to come back this week, but he's not. So, DJ has definitely been the better of the two. And that's kind of weird because Darnold and Anderson have history. They actually had a rapport with the Jets, man. That's kind of surprising. But the thing is DJ finds ways to get open.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like he's always open. So, yeah, man, Robbie has definitely had a slow start to the year so far. All right, little bro, give me a wide receiver you send this week.
And I know a lot of fantasy owners are feeling the disappointment so far this year out of A.J. Brown. And it's going to continue this week. As I spoke earlier about the Tannehill going up against the Bills, number one pass defense, A.J. coming off that hamstring, he's going to go up against now Tre'Davious White. And I'm quite sure everybody in America felt like, okay, A.J. Brown's playing, man. Let's fire him up against Jacksonville. And he did diddly squat. We only got three catches for 38 yards. Now he's going up against Tre'Davious White. He hasn't been over 50 yards this whole season. So, Yeah, man, I'm serious. So definitely find another option. If there's a better option on the waiver wire, I would definitely go that way, y'all.
Hey, you know what?
Yeah, man.
Can we change script just real quick and talk about a trade option here?
Go ahead.
Yeah.
So I'm in the league where I am slacking on the tight end, which is typical for me because I normally, you know, pick them rascals last if you don't get one of the top ones.
Yep.
But this one is it's a little iffy. So I picked up O.J. Howard, which worked for me last night. Okay. I picked him up late. My normal tight end is Logan Thomas, but obviously you guys know he's on the IR, so I had to scramble. All right, and I picked up OJ, so I'm short. But I got an offer on the table right now for AJ Brown, who we just discussed, not really doing much. I got Robert Woods, so I'm good with the wide receiver. I got Chris Godwin. He didn't really do nothing last night, but I'm not worried about him. I got Kadarius Toney on my bench.
Okay.
And he wants to offer me either Goddard, who's out, or Zach Ertz, because he had both of them. And for AJ Brown.
Okay. Take Ertz, because Ertz just got traded to Arizona.
He went to a better offer.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Take Ertz. I will probably go Ertz for AJ.
Yep.
And it's another thing that most people, most newbies that play fantasy don't think about is Tennessee's offensive coordinator left from last year. He's now with Atlanta. And as you can see, the offensive coordinator they got this year, he isn't running the same explosive plays for AJ as the coach last year did. Last year, AJ ran a lot of slants. He ran a lot of slants, turned slants into you know, big gainers or even touchdowns. This year, I don't know what they're running as far as the offense. It's like it's Derrick Henry, some play action, Derrick Henry, some drop back. There's nothing exotic about their offense. So, but yeah, bro, I would probably go ahead. Man, you said who you say you got? You got Robert Woods, you got AJ Brown, and who was number? Kadarius Toney, and who else? Chris Godwin.
Yeah, I got Aguilar too, but you know he's just a bye week fill-in.
Yeah,
actually, I would probably try to throw Aguilar in there and probably try to get his like fourth best wide receiver. But for straight up, go Ertz for AJ. I would go Ertz for AJ.
Yeah, he's trying to push Goddard. You know, like, bro, I don't want that guy. I haven't been impressed with him. I don't care if he's tight end one. That'll mean he produces like a tight end one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, that's because of the quarterback play, too.
Yeah, barely
the quarterback
tight end.
Play. Oh, bro, you probably could sneak in OJ and AJ, probably for Ertz and somebody else.
That won't be too bad. Let me see what else this dude got going on here.
You might have to think about that. But, hey, the wide receiver I'm sending this week, fantasy fans, I know you drafted this guy high. I know you had high expectations. But the quarterback play has definitely been kind of lackluster for him. I'm sitting Allen Robinson this week, man, against Green Bay. I know Green Bay defense ain't the best. Jair Alexander is on injury reserve. But I think Green Bay is going to put the Stokes kid on him from Georgia. And actually, Stokes has played pretty well so far. And it just seems like Fields has good chemistry with Darnell Mooney. And Mooney is his guy. Mooney's targets have skyrocketed since he's been in the lineup, while Allen Robinson's have definitely went down. I just don't trust the Allen Robinson and Fields thing as of yet. I like what I see from Mooney and Fields more than I like what I see from Robinson and Fields. All right, man, give me a tight end you're sitting this week.
Man, I'm sitting Jimmy Graham versus Green Bay. Jimmy hasn't done nothing. Right now, Fields, I think it was he ranks 32nd out of all fantasy quarterbacks. So and you couple that with a heavy, heavy run script that they're doing in Chicago, his days of being relevant fantasy-wise all over. So definitely I would say if there's another option, one that's a really good option is Jared Cook for the Chargers this week. He should be available on a lot of the free agent wire. That'll be definitely a better pickup this week going into week six.
Yeah, man. It's amazing when you watching the highlight shows and the highlight shows Jimmy Graham giving a block for Damian Williams scoring a touchdown. I was like, wow.
Yeah.
And we know Jimmy Graham ain't known for blocking. So
not all.
Yeah, man. I think Jimmy, his plan was to try to get back to New Orleans in all season. And the Bears, you know, they end up getting him, I think they re-signed him to a one-year deal. But I think he really wanted to go back to New Orleans. And I know playing with a rookie quarterback probably was a little tough on him too. But, hey, that's just the nature of the beast when you dealing with a rebuild of organization. Who you got, bro?
Mm-hmm.
Who you sitting down this week, Carl, at the tight end position?
Robert Tony. You mentioned him earlier. He got one touchdown this year. Target down. Fantasy points down. He's scoring less than in most Yahoo formats for the last five games, he didn't even score a point. He's not the Robert Tyler last year, you know what I'm saying?
At I ain't lying, point, man. He's killing it, man. He's killing the brother.
I mean, is it safe to say that he is or was a top 10 tight end?
Last year, he was top five.
I'm saying top 10 as far as draftable. You know what I'm saying?
And
he's producing at a bench.
Bottom 10.
Like he's
bottom
off
three.
The bench. Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, you literally put him on your bench and don't even pull him out again. Even if you show up 1 week, make sure it's real.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Tanya has definitely been a disappointment. Especially when everybody knows that Davante Adams is getting between 15 to 20 targets a game. And it's like most defenses are going to slide the coverage to Davante. You should be able to get one-on-one coverage in the seam and the flats. And you got Mercedes Lewis out there all balling you. So, yeah, man. I'm going to go to a guy that probably people went out and picked up this week when Max Williams went down. One thing about Max Williams that a lot of people don't realize, Max Williams been in the league for a long time. He started off his career in Baltimore, and then he went to Arizona. But a lot of people probably went out and picked up this Darryl Daniels kid for Arizona. No, that's not the move this week. You picked him up. I know you're going to play him because you're thinking he's going to give you what Max Williams gave you. Not this week against Cleveland. And they just traded for Zach Ertz, so that goes to tell you how much faith they have in him. So, yeah, if you got Darryl Daniels, I probably wouldn't pick him up. I probably wouldn't play him. I probably wouldn't even pick him up. You know, people talking about Ricky Seals-Jones, I really don't like him. To me, he drops the ball more than he catch it. Tight end is a hard streamer. But like I said last week, I probably would have looked at Tommy Tremble with Carolina, you know, as far as a streamer this week going against Minnesota. But, yeah, Darryl Daniels, man, I know you got all them starter reps this week, but I can't play you this week, bro. I'm sorry. All right, man, let's get to the good part, man. All right, Jermaine, come to you, man. Give me a quarterback you're starting this week.
Let's go, man. I'm going with my man Heineke versus KC. KC's giving up 32 points a game to fantasy quarterbacks. They're reeling. And, man, the football team is my team. And I ain't trying to be a homer, but Heineke is not playing bad. He's actually playing some solid football. I know we lost Logan Thomas, but Heineke is going to have to pass. He's going to have the numbers out of sheer volume of how much he's going to have to throw the ball. I'm actually starting him in. It's probably going to be a couple of my leagues. I'm confident he'll be able to get at least 25-plus points this week in a shootout.
Mm-hmm. Man, that's kind of high, man. Only thing I don't trust about Heineke is the turnovers. He do throw the ball to the other team. But this week, Washington going to have to – they going to have to let the kid – they're going to have to unleash him this week. Let him play backyard football, call the play. But, hey, also the coordinator, before they cut you off, Heineke, just play football, man. Just go out there and do your thing, you know. But you got to keep an eye out on McLaurin. Keep an eye out on Terry McLaurin. He's on the injury report. He didn't practice today. They said he got a hamstring issue. So y'all know those Friday do not practice things are, you know, they kind of telltale sometimes on Sundays. So keep an eye on Terry McLaurin. All right, big bro, tell me a quarterback you're starting.
You know what? I had Heineke as well. I want to add that Maine is right. Start that guy. Every quarterback that has played the Chiefs that week has been a top four fantasy quarterback.
Yep.
So, you know, it's almost like, you know, the Chiefs are good offensively, but defensively, yeah, they struggling. So if I'm looking, if I got a garbage quarterback or a bye week, I'm looking to see who's starting, who's playing the Chiefs, and I might go
every week. Absolutely.
Yeah, but I'm going with Matthew Stafford this week, man. The guy has thrown at least 37 passes every game. With a, you know, and so, hey, and once again, how, you know, with quarterbacks, it's not targets, it's attempts, and he is slinging the ball all over the field with the Rams. I watched it live myself at least twice. I actually had the Rams. I know how they put on my boys. I can't wait to see it again. But I just think the weapons that he has affords him. I mean, I'm so happy that this guy finally is with an organization that he can thrive with, and it's not too late. He's not really on a downside of his career. He's not in his prime.
Yeah.
But he's, you know, and so I'm actually happy for this guy, because he's been in Detroit, bro, and it's just, oh, that's like where you go to die. Unless you're Barry Sanders or Johnson. So Matthew Stafford, definitely. Not that I got to tell anybody that, to be honest, but you know, that's the dude.
Man, actually, I wrote down a guy that Big Bro was high on in the pre-draft show, Joe Burrow, but I'm gonna go with this guy, man. Carson Wentz, man. Carson Wentz had a hell of a game on Monday night. Their defense just couldn't hold up. You know, like Big Bro said earlier, Andy, they had me, Big Bro, and Jermaine in the secondary late in that game Monday, and they just couldn't hold up against Baltimore, man. But Carson Wentz had a hell of a game, dog. I think he gonna follow up the game against Baltimore with another solid game against Houston. Game flow, I think they'll probably be running the ball by time, you know, the third or fourth quarter run around. But I look for Carson to probably have a good solid three quarters. So I got Carson Wentz as a start this week. All right, man. Yeah. I mean, Carl, give me a running back you starting this week.
Man, I'm starting the dude last week, I said bench, and he did some things against my Bucks, my ass. Yeah, you know what? The funny thing is, you know, when I was talking about this last week, I was speaking from the perspective of running the ball.
Yep.
And I totally forgot about the PPR side of things, where, you know, he can make a huge difference. And so for that reason, I apologize to Miles Gaskin, and I'm giving him the start this week against Jacksonville.
Yeah, actually, I wrote down last week, I had Gaskins as a sit, but in my comments I put, if he's going to be a fantasy contributor, it would be in the pass game.
Mm-hmm.
But once again, that go back to having a veteran quarterback, Jacoby Brissett.
Yeah.
I mean, I worry about Gaskins, Parker, Gesicki when Tua's in the game. I just worry, man. All right, little bro, give me a running back. You starting this week? I mean, yeah, you starting this week?
Yeah, I'm starting Darrell Henderson for the Rams, man. Darrell Henderson, I love how this guy runs. He runs hard. He gets those tough yards. And going up against the Giants, they give it the ninth most points versus running backs. And one of the things it seemed like this week with us has been game script, game script, game script. The Rams are going to run up the score, I feel, on the Giants this week. Daniel Jones, he's been cleared to play. But, man, dude, he's going to be cleared to play going up against Aaron Donald. They're going to have to sit here, and it's going to be tough to stop that offense. And I'm thinking late, they're still going to be running. I think they're going to score a lot of points. That way, I would just say go ahead and start Henderson with confidence, and it's going to pay out for everybody. Trust me.
Yeah, man, I like Darrell Henderson. I know a lot of people pause reading, you know, other people's on websites talking about Sony Michel, you know, going to get carries. Sony Michel, he earned the right to get carries in the game. He held it down when Darrell was hurt, but Darrell is the lead back. So if you want to start Sony, maybe your flex, maybe, but I don't see what Sony Michel is going to be a fantasy contributor as long as Henderson is healthy. This hurts me to say this, but last week, your boy, I sat Najee Harris down because I just felt like he wasn't really producing. And I sat him down. He had a big game. Of course, I got him as a start this week, but I'm not going to talk about him. I'm going to talk about the running back that's replacing Clyde Edwards-Helaire, Darrell Williams, going against Washington. I'm a Washington fan, but our defense is terrible. We give it up in the run game. We give it up in the pass game. And I was reading something about Darrell Henderson. They said when Williams, in the six games he started, and he gets at least 10 touches, he has posted at least 11 or more points in five of those games. If you pick them up, start them. Washington, until we can show people that we the defense we were last year, I will start anybody against us, man. And
man,
I say that with a heavy heart because
yeah,
I thought
man.
We was going to come into this season. And actually, but Big Bro probably feel the same way about his defense coming to the year.
Yeah.
You know, we sitting there like, yo, we only can get better. We done got worse.
Yep.
We can't even apply pressure. And that was our strong suit last year, applying pressure, so that the back end wouldn't get exposed. So I like Darrell Williams as a good player against Washington this week. You picked him up because you probably had Clyde Edwards-Helaire, or you was beating somebody to the waiver wire punch. So you picked them up. Go ahead and play them this week. All right, man, give me a wide receiver you starting this week.
Man, I would say he's the most underappreciated number one alpha receiver in the league. That's Deontay Johnson, man. Quietly, this man has put up double-digit targets. Great production. He had a – if you call this a slightly off game, two catches, 72 yards, and a touchdown last week. That was by far his least production. And he's going up against the Seattle secondary, man. They're good at safety, but, man, cornerback, they can be exposed. So he's had, like, 10 targets outside of last game, the last three games, and he is elite. I'm confident he's going to be able to really expose that secondary this week and come up probably with over double digit points.
Yeah, I like it. I like it, especially with Juju going down. Even though Juju was there, Deontay was the big play wide receiver, him and Claypool. So, yeah, I like that Deontay Johnson. All right, big bro, give me a wide receiver you starting this week.
Man, hey, look, I like the hot target, Courtland Sutton versus Las Vegas, the Raiders. I think the Raiders going through a whole lot of turmoil. I literally expect them shit to bed this week. I do, bro. I just think they're going to be all tore up. But Courtland, you know, he got a second 100-yard game last week. He finally got into the end zone. What's going on with the Raiders, I think he will just expand on that this week. I really expect a big game out of him. The next coming weeks, man, he got Vegas this week, he got Cleveland next, he got y'all Skins after that, and Dallas. I mean, all those line up for him, he could go on a nice little run the next couple weeks and really improve his standings among league wide receivers stat-wise.
Yeah, I like Courtland Sutton this week. I like Tim Patrick a little bit better than Sutton, but I think this is the week for Sutton because, of course, the Raiders, you know, the Raiders are the Raiders. I think the Raiders going to – at real football, this is the week for them to be showing everybody they're a real team. Because they go to Denver and get blown out, it's like I just can't – this is the week y'all supposed to band together as a team. You know, but, you know, tough circumstances there with Gruden. And then, you know, Derek Carr said what he said, which was kind of even more surprising. I'm like, Gruden never had your back, bro. He been trying to get rid of you since he's been there. Are you going to come in his defense? So it is what it is. I had Chase Claypool for all the reasons that – Lil Bro had Deontay Johnson, but I'm going with this guy, man. He's been sitting on my bench for the last couple weeks, and he done blew up the last couple weeks. I'm going with Emmanuel Sanders against Tennessee, man. Past 3 weeks, Emmanuel Sanders is the 11th ranked wide receiver in the Buffalo pass happy offense, going against Tennessee defense, which has allowed the most fantasy points. Yards and touchdowns to wide receivers during this part of the season so far. And I just think Josh Allen is going to come in there with that pass-happy offense, and they're going to light up Tennessee. If you got Diggs, Sanders, even Cole Beasley, if you got Cole Beasley, you want to take a flyer, play him this week against Tennessee. But I definitely got Emmanuel Sanders as a start this week. All right, big bro, give me a tight end you starting this week.
Dan Arnold, tight end for Carolina versus the Dolphins, man.
Jaguars.
Yeah, he played for Carolina. He got traded about 2 weeks ago. But he had 8 targets last week after the trade. And for me, like I always say, it's about those targets. If you're looking for a tight end, you got a bye week issue. You know, this is one of those guys that you may want to pick up and just sit him on your bench or throw him on in there. And let's see if last week was just, you know, aberration or he really is going to get these targets. Because, you know, everybody knows a good tight end is a young quarterback's friend. And it seems like there's a friend in Jacksonville.
Yeah, and I think with DJ Shark going down, you know, of course they got LaVisca. They got Marvin Jones Jr. But like Big Bro said, a good tight end is a young quarterback's best friend. And I kind of like them. I think Xavier Howard and Byron Jones are going to rebound this week after getting torched last week. So I think Arnold is definitely going to be worth a play this week, probably him and Tavon, because I think Howard and Byron Jones going to probably lock in on Marvin Jones and on LaVisca. So, you know, hey, like I said, Jacksonville really wanted Dan Arnold for some strange reason, that C.J. Henderson trade. So I guess now we know why. All right, little bro, give me a tight end you starting this week.
Yes, sir. So I think, man, Tyler Higbee is going to make his season performance. He's out, his coming out party, whatever. He's been quiet pretty much all season, but the Giants have given up a touchdown in all but one game this year. And he scored twice in the last 3 games for Tyler Higbee. So I'm thinking I think they're going to score a lot of points. He's going to have more than one or two opportunities in the red zone. I think he's going to be a solid play this week.
Man, that's funny because I wrote down Arnold and Higbee. And remember at the end of last year, we was like, if you got Higbee, cut his ass. hey, remember we was taking dumps on Higbee last year at the end of the year, man. Hey, man, but this guy, me and Jermaine, 2 weeks ago, Big Bro wasn't on the show. And we was like, nah, you can't play this guy. But this guy has emerged as a top five tight end in fantasy points, reception, and yards. And he is definitely the tight end one with the Dallas Cowboys. You got to play Dalton Schultz, man, versus New England. You picked him up, play him. You know, he's definitely been producing in an offense that's humming right now. I don't expect them to be humming this week against New England because Bill Belichick, as we all know, he has a way of calling good games, slowing down good offenses, as Big Bro, what his Bucks did when they went up there. Now Dallas is going up there. I think he does the same thing this week. So I would definitely play Dalton Schultz this week going against New England. All right, real quick, Jermaine, give me a sleeper.
Sleeper, man, I'm going to say, man, he's not really a sleeper, man, but I know Gesicki for the Dolphins. Tua and Gesicki, they've always had great rapport. And like you said just now, man, tight end is a quarterback's best friend. Going up against Jacksonville, they're a seed versus the tight end. Gesicki is going to be able to really dominate that defense this week.
Oh no, bro. Tua don't throw to him, dog. For some strange reason, Devontae Parker and Mike Gesicki are non-factors when Tua's at quarterback. I don't understand why, but they just aren't. I mean, I don't know if it's just Tua that having confidence in them or he just is – he going to throw it to the first guy that's open, you know, instead of going through his progressions. I just don't understand it because I wrote Devontae Parker down as a sit because Tua was back. That's the reason why.
Them two don't get along. Yeah.
I got Devontae Parker as a sit, and I had Mike Gesicki as a sit, both because Tua's back. So that's just me. All right, Big Bro, give me a sleeper.
Hey, you called me out earlier, man. Khalil Herbert, bro.
I saw you pick him up.
Hey, man, he had 18 carries last week, bro. I mean, running backs are hard to come by. We all know that. And we all know who the lead dog is there, but he ain't coming back yet. So – if you need you need somebody real quick like I did, I'm not telling you I'm starting the guy. I gotta look at some things. I got till Sunday, but I'm definitely leaning that way. I mean they are at home. I mean they are on the road against Green Bay, but you know still.
No, they at home. You know they at home.
They at home. Okay.
Yeah.
So you know he is a rookie, but hell, you know fantasy football is all about taking a chance sometimes. So. I might throw him out there. I don't know. 18 carries caught my attention, so I had to scoop him.
Okay, first of all, it ain't no Mike. I already know you playing him this week. There's no reason why you would have picked him up if you wasn't playing him. And plus, he is the lead back because Williams is on the COVID list, and of course Montgomery is out. So he is going to get basically all the touches in the backfield. So, I saw that come through the phone. Oh, look at bro. Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Hey,
I got one more deep one, man. Deep sleeper. I want to see give me 10 seconds. What you think about this one? I forgot to mention
Jared
Patterson for Washington.
I like Humphreys because Humphreys is a pro. Carl knows Humphreys, is familiar with Humphreys because he started with Tampa Bay, signed with Tennessee, and with Samuel being hurt again, De'Ami Brown being hurt, and Heineke I guess Fitzpatrick probably been in his ear, probably saying, "Hey man, get the ball to Adam. Adam can get open. He's a chain mover." And it all depends on McLaurin, bro. And this week going against Kansas City, I expect the game to be a high-scoring game as long as Heineke don't turn the ball over. And we can't kick field goals.
No.
Can't kick field goals. I don't care if you got to go for it on fourth down. Fucking go for it. Make them go 90 yards. Make them go 98 yards. I don't care. Don't kick field goals. But my sleeper this week, as I couldn't believe this when I read it, I'm going with A.J. Dillon, man, against Chicago. This guy that had 28 touches over the last two games, and he's playing behind Aaron Jones. He's got 28 touches in the last two games, playing behind Aaron Jones. Just let that sink in. And in those two games, he's averaged at least 75 scrimmage yards in both. Hey, all I'm saying is, if you had Christian McCaffrey and he's a late scratch, and A.J. Dillon out there, probably put him in your flex position. If you had Damian Williams or David Montgomery, they're both out and you couldn't get Herbert, see if A.J. Dillon is available, put him in your flex. Who else have running back issues? There's another team that's there. Oh, Seattle. Big little bro said you can't play Alex Collins. So you can get A.J. Dillon going against Chicago, playing with a Green Bay high-power offense. Think about putting him in your flex position. We just saying. A sleeper is somebody that's going to at least get touches. That's going to be part of the game plan. Just like me and Big Bro, I took Kadarius Toney 2 weeks ago. He took Kadarius Toney last week. Can I point something out last week before we get off? I know we went over. But, you know, everybody's talking about Trayvon Diggs. You know, Trayvon Diggs is Trayvon Diggs.
Yeah.
Trayvon Diggs wanted no part of Kadarius Toney last week. Am I the only one that saw that?
Hey,
am I the only one that saw that in that game?
He had more skates than Bears. He didn't want none of that.
He wanted no parts of Kadarius Toney, bro. And it's like Kadarius, what he had? 10 catches last week?
Yeah,
10
for
163
or something like that.
Yeah. Trayvon Diggs wanted no parts of Kadarius Toney, bro. I'm just throwing that out there.
Quick, bro.
He's
quick.
I'm just saying. But, hey, tonight, you know, once again, me and my two bros, you know, bunch of y'all this fire for your fantasy football team this week. Like we always say, you got to win weeks to win championships. And we are here to help you do that. Any last words, Big Bro?
Hey, man, I just want to let people know that the trade has been consummated. I'm giving up AJ Brown for Zach Ertz.
That's good because I think Zach Ertz probably is going to finish with Arizona. If he gets the same looks as Max Williams got, he's probably going to finish top 10 tight end. And anything – if you can get a top 10 tight end, you're doing okay.
Yeah.
Anybody outside of the top four, because even Kittle done fell off. Kittle ain't even a top 10. Yeah. So, basically, if you don't have Waller, Kelsey, Andrews, and even Dawson Knox is what, top five? Dawson Knox is top five right now.
Yeah, that's crazy, man.
Hey, I think Ertz is gonna pay dividends for you, bro. All right, who you get? What? Any last words, bro?
Yeah, man. I would say the theme of game script. Really pay attention to that, guys, because if you're going up against a team that's high powered against a weak defense, it's a good thing to pick up that second running back that does get them that does get a lot of touches, like the A.J. Dillon. The Sony Michel, because it could pay dividends in your flex position to get those rushing touchdowns that they may can get in garbage time. So just pay attention to the matchups.
Yeah, because I know in two leagues, I got Chubb and Hunt. And so, of course, I'm going to roll Hunt over to RB1, and I got to do something with my flex position. So, but it was good to have both of them for times like this. But, Hey, man, fantasy football. All right, basically rolled into week six. We got 17 – well, we got about 10 more weeks. No, probably about 8 more weeks before we get into the playoffs, week 14. Mm-hmm. So This is the time now that you need to evaluate your team. I know Big Bro really don't like to do trades too much. I don't really like to do trades too much, but I have been exploring doing trades this year because I'm looking at my team and I'm weak in some spots and I'm very strong in some spots. So this is the time to evaluate your team. If you can, take one of your stronger positions and trade somebody to strengthen one of your weaker positions, this is the time to do it. Because once people start rolling into the second half of the season, they like to stick with their team just to see what their team going to do. I done kind of took the model of Big Bro a little bit. Big Bro don't really like doing a lot of waivers. I'm trying to stick with my draft, stick with my, my depth, what I did in the draft. So, but don't be scared to reevaluate your team. There's some people out there that's desperate, that'll probably come to you and be like, hey, man, hey, I'm looking at, trading this guy. Sometimes you might not like the trade, but do a counter offer. I might like a trade, but I'm going to try to counter offer and see whether or not we can sweeten the deal. And if we can't sweeten the deal, hey, if I like the original trade, I'm going to roll with it. You can't win all trades. And I think that's the problem with trading in fantasy football, is somebody feels like they got to win. Like, I think Big Bro won his trade tonight because he knew tight end was his weak position. If A.J. Brown goes on to have a great year, that's good for A.J. Brown. But was Bro ever going to start him above Robert Woods and whoever the other guy was?
Yeah,
probably
Godwin,
not. Yeah, probably not. He may have slid him to the flex position maybe once or twice, but he was never going to be wide receiver one or two. And now, if Big Bro was in the three wide receiver league, I don't see him trading A.J. Brown for Zach Ertz in a three wide receiver league. That's just me. So,
but back to the whole roster. I mean, the whole not trading and all that, not making moves. I say, you got to trust your judgment when you drafted these guys. When you sat back and said, "This is who I'm going with. This is going to be my team." And I just trust my the boys say in the NFL. I trust my information. You know what I'm saying? I'm looking at it. I'm putting my team together, and I'm saying, okay, this guy fits. This guy fits. This guy doesn't fit, And sometimes what I get away from, and I think I've talked about this before, is I stop concerning myself with bye weeks. I just give that L up for a great player.
Exactly.
I give it up. I used to concern myself with that big time. Now, as I gotten a little, more seasoned in this, I'm like, man, I don't care if this dude got the same bye week as this guy. I just take the L that week. I gotta have it. Trust myself, bro. Trust it. That's what I do. Trust yourself. Shoot.
Because I'm at the point now that I like Chris Carson as a player, but right now during this part of the fantasy season, I'm gonna see what I can get for him. Because if people think it like I'm thinking, they thinking of the second half of the season. If he's healthy for the second half of the season, I can use him. But you can't make it to the second half of the season if you're not winning weeks. I'm trying to win weeks.
Yeah, I'm thinking
so,
of McCaffrey.
But that's just me.
I can get
you know, I pick up little nuggets from both my brothers. My little brother, Jermaine, he works the waiver wire during the games, which I'm kind of weary of, but that's what he does. That's his thing. You know, big bro, he normally ever touches the waiver wire, and when he does, I pay attention. hey, man, it's just, hey, it's different strategies to how you go about winning. And we just here to, mm-hmm. like, help you guys win your week, which should help you lead to winning your league. That being said, Friday Night Fire, the Three Bros Fantasy Show, we logging off. Everybody have a good weekend. Enjoy the games. Big Bro already, his team already won this week. Me and Lil Bro, man, we holding on all hopes this week. We got Kansas City coming to town. Hopefully the boys will raise up for Sean Taylor. They retire his jersey Sunday. So hopefully the boys will raise up for Sean Taylor and we pull off an upset. But that being said, everybody have a great weekend. Take care of yourself. Practice social distancing. You know, wear your mask. Positive people, positive energy, yield positive results. That being said, we always end the show with a peace.
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 Yeah. There we go.